Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Ahmad Danish from the Islamic House of Qom is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
All right. For today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of Shafa or intercession by great scholar. This is a religious act. Most of the religions believe in that, especially the Shia ones believe in that, that on the Day of Judgment, the friends of God and some of the holy entities, such as the Quran, with some conditions, they intercede for some wrongdoers and rescue them from hellfire or cause the promotion of some people. How is it possible that through intercession, your sins will be forgiven? And you will be, we can say, given a kind of a serenity in the other world, Shaykh.
Right. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us begin from the Holy Quran. And in the Holy Quran, we have a few verses regarding Shafa'a.
Yes.
And there are some verses of the Holy Quran which outrightly say that on that day, the day of Qiyamah, there is no shafaat of shafi'een, or the intercession of intercessors will not benefit anyone. Uh-huh. Right? So there are explicit verses which say that.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, we have verses which also allow for shafa'ah of the intercessors. For example, this verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 255, which is a part of the Ayat Al-Kursi, it says that man zalladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi izni. That is, who can do shafa'a for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can do shafa'a towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but without his permission?
Uh-huh.
That is, the idea of the verse is that with the permission of the Lord, people or the intercessors can do shafa'a for the mu'mineen, for the believers, on the Day of Judgment.
Uh-huh. This is only, the shafa is only happens on the Day of Judgment, or no? Shafa
yes.
can also take place in this world too.
Yes, the basic idea is on the Day of Judgment. But
right.
I think we'll have to look into the evidence about that. But shafa is attributed to the Day of Judgment.
Uh-huh.
And intercession on the Day of Judgment means that some believers whose amal, whose actions are falling short of the necessary requirement to for them to enter the heaven, for them to enter Jannah, are going to depend upon shafa'ah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the shafa'ah of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasallam, the shafa'ah of the mu'mineen, the shafa'ah of the shuhada, the martyrs, the shafa'ah of the Holy Quran on the Day of Judgment. And this shafa'ah is going to benefit them. And the weakness in their amal, the part in their amal which is not sufficient for them will be made sufficient by this shafa'a.
Sorry, this intercession which is going to take place by a great man, a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we have to believe in that man? I mean, could it be a shafa'a, for example, without believing? For example, if you do not believe in Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, can he be the shafi'a? I mean, or no, this only happens for the people who believe in such entity. I mean, they believe in him, or they ask for his help, and then he will intercede.
Now, regarding the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we specifically have, for example, about Lady Masuma salamullah alayha, that one who does ziyara of the lady, knowing her stature, knowing her worth, and that she is a descendant of the Holy Prophet. She is the daughter of Imam Musa al-Kazim, and her life was a pious life. That person will have her shafa'a on the Day of Judgment, right? So regarding the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we have this concept.
That's right.
And even yesterday I was reading about the worth of a believer who has fasted for 30 days in the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
Who has not hurt anyone or harmed anyone by his tongue, who has tasted hunger in the month of Ramadan, who has done his wajibat, stayed away from Muharramat, this person is worthy of shafa'ah. That is, all the believers, if they fast in the month of Ramadan, they reach such a high stature that they can do shafa'ah of other believers.
That's right. One interesting point about the ziyarah text of Lady Fatima al-Masuma you mentioned is that it starts with such phrases, As-salamu ala Adam as-safatallah, As-salamu ala Nuh Nabiullah, As-salamu ala Ibrahim. Okay, this ala, 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 till it's get to As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Ya the main difference between Allah and Alayka is this, that till you say Allah, it is a general concept.
True.
But when you say Alayka, it means that the person you are paying visit to is the same tomb as the tomb of Rasulullah.
True.
So now you are inside the house, okay?
Yes.
Up until you were talking about Allah, Adam Safatullah or Nuh Nabiullah, you were outside the house. But when you say Alayka ya Rasulullah, alayka, okay?
Yeah,
then you are
yeah.
talking directly to Lady Fatima al-Masuma. You are inside the house of the Ahlul Bayt now.
Yeah.
And this shows the significance of paying vikansa ziyara to Lady Fatima al-Masuma or Imam al-Riza. So intercession for what? I mean, this is a major question. If a person is sinful, so are the a'immas going to intercede for a sinner? This has not been the conduct of the people. I mean, when they were alive, they were not going to, for example, intercede for a sinner, a person who has been sinning and committing sin on and on. Is it possible?
Yes. As the scholars also mentioned, that the basic purpose of shafa'ah is for that person who has been a believing person, who has tried to follow the do's and don'ts of religion, who has stayed away from the Muharramat, but as a result of human weakness, as a result of some character traits, they have fallen short of the required standard. And so for such a believer, the help that is going to come from their belief in the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, their belief in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their association with the scholars, their association with the awliyaullah, their association with the shuhada, the martyrs, their association with the Holy Quran, and even with the person, the believers who have fasted in the month of Ramadan and have attained this stature of shafa'ah.
That's right.
All of these things are going to help them in the other world. And so we have this tradition from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam that says that la yanalu shafa'ati man istakhaffa bi salate. That is a very famous hadith of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam on his deathbed when he was poisoned. He gathered all the Bani Hashim. And he said that, please convey this to our Shias and to our believers, that man istakhaffa bi salate la yanalu shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah. Yeah? La yanalu shafa'ati man istakhaffa bi salate. So what is the gist of this tradition? The gist is that whoever is doing takhfif, whoever is taking his salah, the prayer, lightly, the five prayers lightly, our shafa'ah will not reach that person. It is not saying that the person has not recited his salahs. He has them as a backlog, but he's taking it lightly. He's doing the wuzu that he does is not appropriate, or he's not praying on time. He's keeping his prayers till...
preferring other things to salah.
Preferring other things to salah. For example, a football match is coming and you are saying that, oh no, first let me watch this football match.
Or
the office work is coming in between your salah. Or at least in the mornings, we don't wake up on time for our salah.
Yes.
Not praying in jama'ah. All of these things are istighfar bi salat.
In ayah 79 of surah Al-Isra, we read, and keep vigil for a part of the night as a devotion for you. It may be that your Lord will raise you to a praiseworthy station, and which is Maqam al-Mahmuda. This has been interpreted as a kind of shafa'ah al-kubra, isn't it?
Yes.
A kind of great type of shafa'ah. Can you explain this a little bit for us? I mean, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will be the shafi'ah to his people on that day? Does it mean that?
Regarding the Maqam al-Mahmood, this verse as well that you are referring to, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded to keep vigil during the night, and this was something that was obligatory on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Prophet of the Ummah. He had certain tasks that were specific to the Holy Prophet. And so this night vigil that he, that was obligatory for him, or Salat al-Layl, that gave him the stature of Maqam al-Mahmood. That is, once he acted upon this obligation, he will have Maqam al-Mahmood from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Maqam al-Mahmood has the quality of doing shafa'a for the believers who are going to lag behind in their amal.
Okay.
And so this is specific to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his high status is due to his amal and specifically for Salat al-Layl.
Can a dead person intercede for us?
Of course.
I mean, his intercession to a dead soul. Is it possible? I mean, what kind of death, for example, person does for us on the Day of Judgment?
On the Day of Judgment, specifically, we have mention of all of the people who are going to do intercession on the Day of Judgment have been raised from the dead, because nobody is alive in the world on that day, right? So a more appropriate thing would be to say that, can a dead person do tawassul for us?
Yes.
So can we connect with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and convey our salams? Or can we communicate with Lady Fatima Tuz-Zahra salamullah alaiha? Or can we communicate with Imam Al-Ali alaihi salam?
Yes.
And so in the ziyaras, as you mentioned, in the ziyarah of Lady Fatima al-Masuma, it says that, As-salamu alayka, ya Rasulallah. As-salamu alayka, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen.
Yes.
As-salamu alayka, ya Fatima al-Zahra, Sayyidati Nisa'i al-Alamin.
Yes.
So the concept is that when we visit the graves or the tombs of these personages, we are able
To get connected to them too.
To communicate with these noble souls.
Noble souls, that's
and
right.
And even these ziyaras are recited from afar. And we can address...
Ziyarat al-Ba'id, yes.
Yeah. We can address Imam al-Husayn, alayhi salam. We can address the different a'imma, alayhi salam. And these things are communicated. One of the evidences is that even in the salah, even in the prayer... both the Sunnis and the Shias recite that As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. So the salam for the Prophet is being recited daily by the Sunnis and the Shias in their prayers. So the Sunnis say that this salam is conveyed to the Prophet via angels. Okay, we accept that. Even if we accept that the angels are communicating the salam, they are communicating it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so the Prophet is going to is able to hear our salams.
All right.
Right. So in our view, because the martyrs are not dead, the martyrs are alive. The shuhada, the martyrs, don't say that they are dead. They are alive, but we don't know how they are alive. So in the same manner, the prophets and the imams and the awliya have a very high status.
That's right.
And we cannot say that they are dead
like
other beings, and they cannot hear what we are communicating.
So the reference to the holy imams and the gate is open. In this world through tawassul, isn't it?
Yes.
And in the other world through shafa.
Yes. And the verse of the Holy Quran also says that when you do zulm on yourselves, walau anna idzalamu anfusahum ja'uk fastaghfirullaha wastaghfara lahumur rasul lawajadullaha tawwabar rahima. That is, it is teaching the sinners how to seek pardon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is saying that when the person who has sinned, when he comes to you, O Prophet, wastaghfirullaha wastaghfara lahumur rasul. So he asks Allah for forgiveness, and the Prophet seeks forgiveness for him. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. So, yes. So this is being taught to us by the Holy Quran itself, that come to the Holy Prophet, either visit his grave, or if you can do ziyara from Ba'id, address the Holy Prophet and ask him to pray for you in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your sins will be forgiven. So this is a verse of the Holy Quran.
And we must know that Imam Al-As is alive.
Imam Al-As, we have to address him.
He's reached us, isn't it? Is he alive? He is not a dead soul. I mean, this is a great answer
for
those who do not believe that, for example, Shafa from the dead side. No, we have an Imam who is alive, and this is a source of faith for us now. True. He is alive, so we can refer to him. We can ask him for Shafa for us in this world. And through him, inshallah, we're going to be saved. Okay.
Inshallah.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Ahmad Danish, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of shafa'a or intercession. It was very kind of you. We hope that, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, awliyaullah, especially the Ahlul Bayt, will rescue us from our wrongdoings and from hellfire and cause us the promotion, inshallah, on that day. Thank you very much.
Inshallah. Thank you.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. For more information, please visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن.